night clothes, half shoes, spare stockings or socks, a toothbrush, a comb, towel, soap, face cloth, handkerchief, and if possible, a warm coat or Macintosh. A packet of food for the day. School children will be taken by their teachers to homes in safer districts, where they will be housed by people who have already offered to receive them and look after them. All parents of school children are strongly urged to let their children go. Parents will be told where their children are as soon as they reach their new homes. Mothers and other persons in charge of children below school age should take hand luggage with the same equipment for themselves as their children. As for school children, the names of the children should be written on strong paper and sewn onto their clothes. No one can take more than a little hand luggage. Those who can should take with them sufficient money to tide them over until they can get regular remittances from home. But no one should refrain from going merely because of difficulties in regard to money, as arrangements will be made to look after those who are in need. It's useless to speculate concerning the reasons for this move in London today. You will remember